Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not Motown.
Well, that's your song.
That's
these are your tunes today. Detroit Douglas in the studio. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, as we get set for a big one, Sunday Night Football, the Eagles and the Lions. It's a good song. I mean, Motown's got some good music here. I mean, I'll give you that.
They do.
Nah, I'll give you that.
I'll give you that. I mean, yeah. Everything else you said today, out the window.
Mm-mm. I mean, I think I laid out why I felt the way that I felt.
Oh, I totally understand why you're terrified
of
Lions.
I know you don't. And you know what? I respect that. I respect that from you, Yahoos, because that's what we do every day.
Whoa. Put the fries in the bag, Carl.
And the name calling has begun.
Look, it's Friday, man. Screw logic. I'm all emotion. That's how we are.
Logic's for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's exactly
by the time we get to Thursday, it's yelling, and Friday, it's like, Hugh, what are you doing?
Monday morning quarterback. Friday freak out.
That is exactly what we do. All right, 215-592-9494. Would you rathers for ComboCon? Great prize on the line today, courtesy of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. And then if you win today, automatically entered for the grand prize, the Weber Grill, Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler, and the Jack Daniel's Cornhole Set. We'll get back to that. Your thoughts on AJ Devontae. Who should get more targets on Sunday? It's very easy for me. It's Devontae Smith. He right now is the better
receiver.
Slim
Reaper.
Slim Reaper. Just keep feeding him the football. All right. A lot to do. We're going to get to Dan Campbell potentially being a total fraud coming up in a little
Fugazi.
Bit. And highlights of when Hugh destroyed him back when they were each playing. So this is all coming up on the show today. But let's get to this, Hugh. What's on the line Sunday? Like, how big of a game this is? This feels like, and it's not just the Eagles game, Hugh. It's both the big NFC games on Sunday feel like they are huge moments to deciding the one seed, which typically decides who goes to the Super Bowl. So at 4:25 on Sunday, we get the Rams and the Seahawks. They are both 7-2.
Yeah.
The winner of that game gets to 8-2 and obviously is in charge of that division, and that's who we got to fight with for the one seed. Now, the way I view it is the winner of Rams-Seahawks and the winner of Eagles-Lions, that's really now
the race. They're sitting in the
catbird seat. Right, they're racing for the one and the two seats.
Mm-hmm.
So let me give you some numbers on the chances for the Eagles to get the bye and how this game will kind of swing things. So the Eagles right now, Hugh Douglas, have a 35% chance to get the number one seed in the NFC. Pretty good. Yeah, I mean, it's not like overwhelming, but they got a real chance, 35%. If the Eagles win the game on Sunday, if the Eagles take down the Lions Sunday, that number jumps to 51%. So the Eagles go from 35% chance to get the one seed to 51%.
That's a heck of a jump.
That's a big jump. Do you know where the number goes to if the Lions win? If Detroit Douglas is right, if the Lions come in here and take the game, the Eagles' chances at the one seed go down to 18%.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you, Joe.
It's a big one.
And it is, but the Eagles didn't need the number one seed to win the Super Bowl last year. I mean, that's the fact. I'm not conceding the fact that this game is not important, but everything is still in front of us. That's what I'm saying.
So you're right. They didn't. I will say a couple things. One, was last year a norm or a little bit of an outlier, right? The one seed went down in their first playoff game. Mm-hmm. That doesn't usually
Not
happen.
Not really. No.
The second thing is we haven't, like, as I mentioned, with the Seahawks and Rams, one of those two teams is going to get to 8-2. So last year, it was kind of just the Eagles and whoever won the North, right? That ended up being the Lions last year. This year, there's another good team coming out of another good division. So I mean, there's a real chance the loser of this game Sunday is going to end up the 3 seed and only have one home playoff game.
Yeah, but I think being battle tested, I think there's something to that. And I also feel like, you know, I just don't buy Seattle. And I say that.
Well, then maybe the Rams are going to beat them up Sunday.
No, and I say that sitting here, having watched a whole lot of Seattle games, it just feels like with that quarterback back there and what I've seen. You know what it is, Joe? I'm punishing him for his past.
Sure.
And what he's been in the past.
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, so that's why I look at it. I mean, it's not fair, but that's what we're doing because a lot of times we talk about what the Eagles have done. We always invoke what they did last year as opposed to this year. So I hear you, but I feel like there's a chance that they can fall. I think the team that will probably be our biggest adversary in all of this is probably going to be the Rams.
I agree. So let me throw this at you guys. Who are we rooting for on Sunday, the Rams or the Seahawks? Because if we fear the Seahawks less, we already beat the Rams, right? We have a tiebreaker of them.
Yeah,
we don't
the Rams.
We don't play Seattle this year.
We root for the Rams.
We root for the Rams?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Rooting for Seattle.
Mm-mm. I was thinking, because they knocked the Rams down in the standings.
But Joe said it. We have the tiebreaker.
We do. But all right, so the winner of the game Sunday, Rams and Seahawks, is in the driver's seat in the West.
Mm-hmm.
If the Rams lose, they're more likely to go on the road in the playoffs. Maybe we don't have to deal with them at all. You see what I mean? Like,
dude,
I want to push them to the wild card round.
I want zero parts of going to Seattle in the playoffs.
Oh, so you're buying Seattle.
He's
just talking about. You're talking about the travel.
It's partly I'm buying the team. I'm also like I don't want to have to go play in what is it, CenturyLink Field?
Yeah, I don't either.
That's a tougher environment than SoFi Stadium.
I agree. The Eagles won there last year. They've won there, you know, they've won in Los Angeles plenty of times over the years. You're right. That's not a great home field at all. I'm the best case scenario Sunday is an Eagles win, and I say a Seattle win. I think that's best for the Eagles' chances to get to the Super Bowl. We shall see, but 51% chance for the 1 seed if the Eagles win this game on Sunday. If Detroit Douglas is right, that drops to 18%. All right, speaking of Lions people, we got a Lions fan on, Nicholas in Telford up on WIP. What's up, Nicholas?
Hi. Two quick points. Mm-hmm. Simply put, when you look at statistics for offense and defense, the Eagles rank very low in every single statistical category. So there's not one you can point to. And even if you want to point to turnovers, you guys have 4 turnovers on the season. We have 6.
I would say it's red zone. If I were to give you a number where the Eagles are better, it's the red zone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but you have to make it to the red zone first. And
sure.
You guys have an anemic offense that can't move up and down the field. You guys have been outscored in two of your last 3 games. Your defense in the Vikings game outscored.
It's not true.
Your defense scored a touchdown, and your offense got outscored by Carson Wentz.
Well, Nicholas, hold on. The Eagles have won 3 football games in a row. How are they outscored in that time?
Because Vikings game, you guys got a pick six.
We don't count the Vikings pick six. I got you.
You can count the win, but the offense didn't outscore the Vikings offense. Right, your offense was worse in that game than the Vikings. Your
Nicholas,
defense failed
can
you
I ask
out.
You a question?
Do both sides step on the field?
Yeah, go ahead.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Yeah, you sounded kind of young because you're sitting here throwing facts at us, trying to make you feel better about your team coming into town, which is cool.
Wait, didn't you just pick my team to win?
No, wait a minute, Nicholas. Listen.
Didn't you pick my team to win?
Listen, Nicholas, this is my show, and you're not going to come on here and disrespect me, just like I said. You're coming on here throwing all these stats at us to try to make yourself better. And you're right, I did pick them to win. But you're not going to come on here and disrespect family members because I still am a Philadelphia Eagle, and this still is family. Nicholas, whatever your name is, be quiet. Be quiet. This is my show. And what you're not going to do is come on here and disrespect family. Like, I can talk bad about my family because this is my family. But you're not about to come on here and do that, bro. So you've made your point. I picked your team to win. Have a nice day.
So soft.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Bye. Have a great day.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Have a great day.
Little Chesty Lions fans.
But I'm saying.
It's been a while since a Chesty Lions fan was anywhere.
You're 24 years old. You ain't seen how bad this team. You ain't been around this long to see how bad this Detroit. You've had 2 probably good winning seasons in your whole career, and you got your little 24-year-old ass on here trying to talk trash? Man, get out of here with that.
He did try to talk trash.
You trying to talk trash to some we've been in this longer than you've been alive, bro.
Well, I also
we've been relevant. Let me cook Joe.
Go ahead.
We've been relevant in the NFL for at least 20 seasons. You just got here. You just got here. So stay in a little boy's place. Enjoy what you got going on right now. And let these grown folks have this conversation. Yeah, I picked y'all to win. But that don't mean y'all the best team in the NFL. Ain't nobody said y'all going to the Super Bowl, Nicholas. Nobody said that.
Tyler, or is it Nicholas?
I don't know what the hell his name is. But Nicholas. The bottom line is this. I could talk to my family members like that. You can't. So sit your little butt down. Enjoy the show. And, you know, whatever. Go to the game if you're going to the game. But you ain't about to come over here talking trash, bro. We ain't about to do that.
Also, saying the Eagles have been outscored when they've won each of the last three games, that doesn't make any sense. They also beat the Giants by like 30 or 20-something. They have not been outscored the last three games. Even if you take away the pick six by Jalen Hunt, they have not been outscored the last three games. So those facts don't apply.
That dog don't hunt.
It does not.
No, you come. You done lost your mind. You ain't about to come on here and throwing stats to us to make you feel better. We ain't about to do
it
that.
It also must be a cold day in hell that there are Chesty Lions fans out.
Real talk.
I mean, seriously.
Like, seriously, you've had, I give you five seasons of relevancy. Five.
Oh, I don't even know. Is that the last three?
That's what I'm saying, though. But you can't, like, listen, you still little brother, because we've been relevant way longer
than
that.
When was the last time they were relevant before 3 years ago?
When Barry played?
But they weren't even good most of those years.
But that's when they were. That's when anybody talked about Detroit Lions. Come on, man.
Yeah, they made the playoffs with Stafford.
Gone with that.
That was make-believe playoffs.
You sat up here this morning, and you felt that you had an ally. I'm not your ally.
I think he took the Detroit Douglas thing a little literally.
I'm not your ally, fool. You didn't lose your mind.
He thought you guys were boys.
Yeah, we ain't boys.
Mm-mm.
Like, I speak my truth, but we ain't friends.
That's right.
We ain't aligned. What the hell?
So good.
You went spike on him.
You did. You took a little spike.
This is my show.
No, but dude, listen. You like I knew he was young because you're coming on here trying to be Chesty about stats. The game is not played with stats, even though I did use them myself.
Yeah, you did.
But you know when you
you did throw the notepad though. To your credit.
Let me tell you. This is just like
the notepad. It was an awesome moment.
This is just like at the dinner table at Thanksgiving. I can talk bad about my Uncle Charlie. But you ain't going to talk bad about my
Not
Uncle
a Lions
Charlie.
Fan.
Ain't about to do that. We're not doing that. Wow. That's not happening. So if we got any more Detroit Lions fans on the phone and you want to get out here and stick your chest out, y'all might as well hang up because that dog don't hunt here.
Yeah, no, I invite them to call.
I feel if there are more Chesty Lions fans, I need to hear from them. Yeah, because you guys, I mean, you have been living in just under a rock.
That was awesome.
For your whole life.
I feel like the game's already started.
This is great.
You see, I'm hot now.
Oh, I know.
I hate I picked the damn Lions. Got this little 24-year-old cat calling on here trying to talk trash.
Well, he thought he had an ally.
He ain't got no ally. Ain't no allies on these parts. Boy, I tell you, y'all lucky we got these FCC rules. Boy,
but we're lucky you know about them. That's what we're lucky about.
Well, sometimes.
We might need to poll who did This Is My Show better, Spike or Hugh. Can we hear you, Spike, again?
Sorry.
I got rid of it. We'll come back to it. Maybe we'll play the both of them later on together.
No, I found it.
This is my show.
I did hit you with a spike, didn't I? My bad.
There's something about the way Spike and this is my show.
No.
Wasn't that like his first day?
No. It was early.
But he was disrespectful, man. You ain't been on this planet. You probably just got out of college. You ain't even living on your own yet.
He's probably on the parents' insurance still. He's under 26.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's still on his parents' insurance. And came in here called talking trash. And then tried to invoke, you picked the Lions. So what? So what? I picked him to win.
Well, we're not over that. The rest of us aren't. That's on you.
Dude, Hugh's had some quality caller beef lately.
Oh, it's been great.
I'm trying to do better because me and Blue Jeans
I love this.
I got to be honest. I kind of like sitting in this seat while you have the caller beef.
No, I'm just saying.
It is a lot of fun on this side.
I like being behind
Blue
the glass.
Blue Jeans Lakers, he told me to, you know, try to tone that down a little bit.
No, but what you could do is tone it down on Twitter and just yell on the phone. Like, no one ever tells me to tone it down.
You're going
to
call in here talking trash to my people, man. You can't do that.
I thought he had an ally.
Man, come on.
He called his friends. He's like, I'm going to call Detroit Douglas. He's a Lions guy.
He didn't see Joe. Now you putting icing on the cake that it don't need no icing.
Call my boy Hugh.
I got my guy Hugh on the phone. He's a Lions fan.
In the bag, Hugh.
Nicholas was listening at opening segment going, spit.
Yep.
Cook Douglas.
He was putting you in the pantheon of Lions greats.
And then you just crushed it.
No, you did. You ruined the guy's life.
We ain't allies. We are not allies. We are analysts on this show. We have hard-hitting analysis.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Monday, for like sometimes, I was about to say every day,
once every 3 weeks or so. Gary, those. What's up, Gary?
Hey, what's going on? Get him, Hugh. Get him, dude.
Man, right,
listen, Gary. Yeah, listen, y'all can talk bad about me, but ain't no Lions fans gonna come here talking trash to me.
Yeah, Eagles fans can cook you. Lions fans, not this week.
Hey, so I just want to say though that I do feel like we got to give it to Devontae. I mean, he's got the hot hand. You got to stick with the hot hand, especially after that Detroit call. We need to shove it down their throat.
No, Gary, and I feel like, and it's almost unfair to Devontae. Like, if this was a different situation, we would all be getting excited about Devontae kind of leveling up. I mean, his numbers the last month look like Jamar Chase. They look like some of the best receivers in the NFL, and we're spending all this time on AJ. I'm like, keep giving the ball to Devontae. He's awesome right now.
I mean, I get what you're saying. We got to figure it out, but like what the problem is. But maybe not against Detroit.
Yeah, like that's where I'm at, Gary. This game is too important, and every point's going to count because you know the Lions are going to go for every fourth down. They're not going to want to give the ball back. So we probably need to get to 27 to 30 points to get this thing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Gary, what do you got for us for ComboCon?
All right, I'm going to say, would you rather be a dead Eagles fan or a live Dallas fan?
I'd rather be alive.
Yeah, but you'd be a Cowboys fan. No, that's part of it. Would you rather
pick the Dallas fan, man?
I said alive, but okay. But from this,
Gary, it's a good one.
I'll probably be. I'm going to the upper room anyway, so I ain't gonna be a Dallas fan, man.
Basically, it's what's worse: watching the Cowboys as a living person or just dying. I mean, that's really what the question is, right?
Yeah. Seem like pretty similar things.
It does. I wonder if we ask Cowboys fans what they'd rather: become Eagles fans or just die.
That's just die.
You have got to be smoking something.
That's a lot.
It's a good one. These have been some good ones. You rather Sean in New Jersey. What's up, Sean?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Good, Sean. What's up?
Good. I know on the screen it probably said Motown Sean. I am not from Detroit.
Wow.
I did threaten to call you Motown Sean. I didn't though.
I live in Burlington County. I have two kids. I have a wife and a dog and a cat, and I have a white picket fence in the backyard. So I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, I am Team Hugh today. Of course, I want this team to win every single week, but I think this Detroit team's coming in here with a vengeance. And shout out to Nicholas. Dude, you were, 8 years old when the Detroit Lions went 0-17?
Yes.
So, I mean, you have no idea. And for my what if, Hugh, this is for you. How you doing?
Yes. How you doing?
Would you rather be enshrined in Canton, Ohio, or have a Super Bowl ring?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Super Bowl ring.
I kind of figured on whole how you were talking. I kind of figured you'd go that way.
Yeah, I mean, the Canton. Well, technically, I'm already in Canton
for the
Black College Hall of Fame. So Super Bowl.
Okay. Well, the NFL Hall of Fame is what I was.
No. I get what you're saying, but to me, the Hall of Fame is the Hall of Fame.
Sean, that's a good one, man.
I moved the pole on that. I moved the goalpost on that one. But I would rather be a Super Bowl champion.
It's kind of interesting for you specifically, because to me, you were kind of just as close to both, right? Like, you went to the Super Bowl with the Eagles. You had 80 sacks, right? Like,
I was close, but no cigar.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, there are some players who are playing the Super Bowl, but are not close to the level where they'd ever be considered a Hall of Famer. And then there are some players who are close to Hall of Fame level, but they never get to the Super Bowl. You kind of touched both.
You know what? For me, though, it's more the fact of where I got it. Like, if we'd have got it here, That means I would have been a part of the first time we went back to the Super Bowl since Jaws and those guys. So that just hits different. Now, I like being here in Philadelphia, love the city, love the fan base, and you know, you're never forgotten here. That's always special to me. But some of my teammates and stuff, to like I said, you walk with them for the rest of your life. And if we'd have won, it would be different. It would be different. So, yeah, I would forego Ken for a Super Bowl win.
I do want to put a halt to something right now.
Mm.
You can't move the goalposts on Would You Rathers. It defeats the entire purpose.
Wait a minute. Did I move
Pick them? One or the other.
Well,
yeah.
No. I picked Hall of Fame.
All right. You were the one that said you moved the line. No more.
No, I talk about as far as the Canton thing. Like he said, well, you know, he meant the pro, like the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And I said, well, technically, I'm in Canton.
Yeah, you tried to play coy.
Yeah. No, I was. You ain't want to play.
Well, I took it as you already had.
Put the fries in the back.
you've already experienced some of the Hall of Fame. Yeah, yeah. I got what you're saying there.
Yeah. And you know what? I will say this too. Watching and being a part of Brian Dawkins going into the Hall of Fame,
yeah,
that's big to me. You know, because ain't too many cats can say that they played on a team that went to the Super Bowl. And ain't too many cats to say they played with a guy that they helped get to the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? He did, like Brian did all the heavy lifting.
Sure.
But I was out there and I saw what made him so special. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where Like Brian, like I say, I'm blessed because I got a chance to play with some great teammates that are family, that's still family, and a Hall of Famer. So that's a win-win for me.
Speaking of Hall of Fame and just why this game is so big, you mentioned the talent. There's a lot of players on the field Sunday night that will have a Hall of Fame case when their career ends. Like some of these guys are young, Hugh, so it's I'm not saying they're Hall of Famers yet. But you look up and down the talent level of the players in this game on Sunday. There's a lot of players that 10 years from now, we might say, they might be Hall of Famers. I mean, the Lions have a good bunch of talent. I mean, I saw a stat over the weekend, or last weekend. Gibbs is just the fourth or fifth player ever, I think the fifth, to have 40 touchdowns from scrimmage before the age of 24. And the other guys are Barry Sanders, Randy Moss. I mean, like all-timers. And then, obviously, the Eagles side. I mean, guys like Lane Johnson, Saquon Barkley. I mean, if AJ gets back on track, he was starting the path to a Hall of Fame. There's a lot. I mean, obviously, if Jalen wins another Super Bowl, he's going to be in the mix. There's a lot of players in this game Sunday that are going to be talked about that way when their careers are over. 215-592-9494. Jordan is in Philly on WIP. Hey, Jordan.
Hey.
Hey, Jordan, what's up?
Yo, Hugh Davis, I'm going to tell you this one thing.
Douglas,
my bad.
You're good.
I didn't know too much about you. My dad had to inform me about you.
Literally.
Yeah, I'm 26. I'm kind of young. So I wasn't around. I just became an Eagles fan probably right after you got out the NFL.
Mm-hmm. They don't know who he is.
I'm a bully.
You are a realist. And I have a hate-love relationship for you. But you are a realist, and you just speak the real and the truth about things.
I try.
Joe, I'm on your side, Joe. Listen, Devontae Smith was the number one receiver before A.J. Brown got here.
Mm.
Now that Smitty is doing all these numbers and stuff, that's who he is. That's what we got him to be. Now, he got his rookie year out and all the stuff. When AJ was here, it was all AJ. But it's really Smitty's. This is Smitty's team. AJ Brown is gone after this year. He has to be. It's time for Smitty to boss up and be who he was meant to be when we got him.
Jordan, I think sometimes we forget he wasn't just some guy, right? He's a Heisman Trophy winner. He was the 10th pick in the draft. He's a tremendous football player. Jordan, he's the one now, and I think we're watching a player grow in front of our eyes. He's becoming a real number one. Let's get him the football. Jordan, what do you got for us? What's your would you rather?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, so would you rather? All right, would you rather know the secrets of the universe? Or every secret anyone has ever kept from you?
Oh, the universe. Yeah, I don't want to know all the secrets people keep from me. I mean, that's because they're probably keeping them from me so I don't hurt my feelings. I mean, that's like, why would, if you're keeping
so
a secret from me, you don't
want to know like what they think of you.
Yeah. Sure, or the secrets of the universe.
I want to know the secrets of the universe.
Me too.
Yeah.
Jordan, good one. What do you got?
Withholding important information.
I could care less.
Yeah, but they're withholding it for a reason.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm just maybe some useful information that.
You mean people you know or the universe? Which one you pick?
People I know.
Okay.
What are you hiding?
I'm not hiding anything.
I want all the dirt. What?
No.
Like how serious we get with the Would You Rathers. Death, secrets, everything you know. All right,
you got a problem over there, Davis?
No, dog. I looked at the comments on
we
know,
told
posted,
you not yeah, to do
I looked at Zach Bond. Somebody said his socks are giving any are you okay vibes. Any are you okay? Are you okay, any? You been hit by a smooth criminal.
Those comments you could look at. Don't look at the ones about your takes. All right, 215.
I don't care about them.
592-9494. Joe Giglio, Hugh Davis, a lot to discuss here on the Midday Show. All right, your phone call's coming up on all this. All right, the game Sunday. Do you expect the Eagles to win the game? I do. Hugh Douglas over here.
Nope.
Now, this guy is just...
But I ain't
dripping
about to let no
fear.
Lions fan talk greasy to
well,
me, though.
No, Lions fans, that's what the line is drawn. Where do you come down on the game Sunday? Who should get more targets, Devontae or AJ? It's an easy one for me. Throw the ball to Smitty on Sunday. Lot to discuss. ComboCon, your answers for Would You Rathers. Best Would You Rather we get today wins the qualifying prize and gets a chance to be entered for the grand prize. Right, on the other side, we got to play something for you because it sounds like, and our evidence tells us, that Dan Campbell's been exposed as a big fat liar. We'll get on Dan Campbell's case next. And if you're watching on YouTube, you're going to get a chance to watch an old clip of Dan Campbell trying to block Hugh Douglas. That's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.